Hey everybody, it's the Loop Mechanics Podcast. Your hosts Bealus and Scormus are here to ramble on for a while about video and tabletop games, or whatever nonsense comes into their twisted little minds. Then, if you are very lucky, they will crawl off back under the rocks from whence they came, only to return again, like clockwork, next week. Seriously, these idiots are more unavoidable than death or taxes, and much less pleasant to endure. Anyway, enjoy the show, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bealus.
So, what's been up with you recently, sir?
Lots and lots of work.
Yeah, I expect so. I mean, considering your line of work.
Well, I haven't gotten a whole lot of gaming done, so it's just kind of... Most of the time I spend just, you know, my weekend is just, you know, recovering from the work week.
Yeah, that sucks.
Eh, could be worse.
True. I just spent a week off trying to avoid fireworks.
Didn't work?
No, not so much. I mean, this isn't what I really wanted to get into in this segment today, but...
People suck.
People suck. I don't know if you heard my sweetie's rants this week about it.
Mm-hmm.
We went out of our way to go to, like, middle of nowhere, rest stops, small state parks where no fireworks are allowed, by the way, and just spread out wherever we could. We went into the mountains. We went off into deep eastern Oregon. I mean, way out there. Like, it took us 3 tanks of gas for the total trip. It was bad. We went everywhere, to the beach, all kinds of places. And I shouldn't say the beach as most people think of. We went to the beach in the middle of the night, that sort of thing, right? We went to one small state park. It's effectively just a rest stop, but it has more greenery for you, right? It's technically a state park. Somebody pulled in behind us about 50 feet, pulled out their illegal fireworks and started launching them off. Why? There was literally no point to that. People were there clearly to stay away from fireworks. They brought the fireworks to us.
Yeah, because they're assholes.
Oh, yeah. I had to keep my sweetie from jumping out of the van and whipping some ass, because she was ready to. Instead, she just screamed profanities at them as we drove away. And then she wanted to call the cops, and I had to explain to her, no, that
Why
won't
not?
Fly on the 4th of July. They're not going to respond to a state park in the middle of the night because somebody's lighting off fireworks. If it was starting a fire, they'll get to it eventually. But just for fireworks, nah, they're not coming.
I don't know. I would have gone over and knocked their motor thing over. You set it up, I'll kick it over again.
Yeah. I think they didn't even have a standout. They were just setting them in the parking lot.
Right. You have to have a launcher for them.
It was ridiculous. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. It was very stressful. They're still lighting them off! But every night, by the way, every night, 3 or 4 in the morning, somebody is launching off mortars in the neighborhood.
Hey.
Luckily, the dogs are asleep at that point. This is why I take a week off. Anyway, so what I did want to talk about was, you know, I've been talking about Xboxes recently, right? For like Starfield.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking, why build a new computer for Starfield when I can just buy an Xbox Series X? My concern being, I don't want to pay a scalper anything. I refuse to pay scalper prices. I want to pay MSRP for the damn thing. Even if it means I have to settle for getting a digital-only version, the Series S. I didn't want to. I want the one with the actual Blu-ray player, but whatever, right? I got a quasi-invitation. I got an invitation for an invitation. An invitation for a lottery to get an invitation, really, earlier today, which is like the day before you're hearing this. Amazon, of all people, are actually going to sell some Xbox Series X consoles for MSRP. And I'm like, woo! It says, click here for invitation. Well, if you're a Prime member, you can, if they picked you, I should say. Not every Prime member is getting picked, apparently. But I got an invitation as a Prime member to put in to get an invitation to buy an Xbox Series X from Amazon for MSRP. If I get one, they'll send me an email and say, you have 72 hours to give us $500. If you don't, we'll give your invitation to someone else. Yay! I get to stand in line and hope they let me buy something from them. Anyway, so hopefully I'll be getting one soon. Hopefully. Other than that, though, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. So would you like to move along?
Sure.
Okie doke.
Roll the dice to see if I'm drunk.
So, hey, Bealus.
Yes?
I don't know if you remember last year when we went on that big, huge show talking about the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the games that was featured prominently was a unique little tabletop role-playing game called Alice is Missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silent tabletop role-playing game. The idea is that the players are all friends. It's a modern-day game meant for a one-shot, but the players are all friends of a girl named Alice, and Alice has gone missing. So you play it through text messages. You're texting the other players. And the Game Master is also texting certain players as well. They can be telling the Game Master what they're doing, that sort of thing, looking for clues and whatnot, because nobody knows who might be responsible. Could be any of the players who are responsible. So they're all separate from each other, doing their own things, doing their own separate investigations, or maybe teaming up a little bit where the Game Master is texting back information to them individually. And they're trying to figure out what happened to Alice. So, kind of a different concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
It won some accolades. Now it's won an even bigger accolade. You know how Dungeons & Dragons is getting not only a new movie, it's also getting a television series?
Mm-hmm.
Alice is Missing is getting a movie. Paramount is doing an adaptation of the role-playing game. They're,
Sounds riveting.
Well, you know, it really could be. Based on the idea of, you know, it's a young adult thriller, effectively. They have a, writer and a consulting producer on the young adult series, The Summer I Turned Pretty, Becca Gleason, is attached to direct and will co-write the script with the game's creator, Spencer Stark, according to Hollywood Reporter. So that actually could be kind of interesting.
I wish them well.
And the main reason, I don't know if the movie will be any good. It could be. But it might just be YA trash. I don't know. But the guy who created the role-playing game, is also responsible for the role-playing game Kids on Bikes. I'm sorry. He was published through Hunters Entertainment, who published Kids on Bikes. So he didn't write it. He didn't write Kids on Bikes, apparently, but it's through the same publishing company. So, never mind. I'd have to look at my copy of Altered Carbon role-playing game, because they published that as well, plus Icarus and Outbreak Undead, whatever that is. Never heard of them. But, yeah, I it's not the sort of game, tabletop game, I would think of first as, hey, that really needs to be turned into a movie.
No, not when there are so many others that are better ideas.
Yes, but this also, since it's a one-shot focused game, really does kind of lend itself to being converted to a movie. I don't think it's got the name recognition of a D&D or a Pathfinder or anything like that, but it could be a cool idea for a movie.
Well, my big issue is most of Hollywood, they're looking for franchise movies. I don't see this being a franchise movie. Whereas, like, Vampire the Masquerade, that could be a franchise.
Absolutely.
You know, there's plenty of movies out there that could be a good franchise vehicle.
Sure. But this is also coming from a small movie studio, Temple Hill, that focuses on YA movies like The Maze Runner, Twilight, Fault in Our Stars, things like that. So think about this. This is a low budget. You have to figure it's going to probably be a very inexpensive movie. They're probably maybe get one or two mid-level young adult type stars, people that are up and coming, and otherwise have unknowns, or they could do total unknowns at all. Just throw it out there and see what happens. Maybe spend $5-10 million on production. If they lose that, well, they lost that. Or it could blow up and be huge. And as for franchise, how hard is it to do a sequel to Alice is Missing? Next time it's somebody else is missing. Now there's a new investigation to be done. And then there's finally a third one where you find out the true mastermind behind all this. I don't know, it's a stupid idea. Personally, I think it should be one movie and be done. I'm kind of tired of everything's got to be a franchise. But, I mean, let me just look at the stacks of books, okay? Vaesen. Let's say Vaesen. Or Vaesen, however you want to pronounce it. I don't know. Wonderful game, right? At least I think so.
I'll take your word for it.
A lot of people love that game. It's very cool. Very atmospheric, niftiness. I love it.
Yeah, and a lot of people are sexually attracted to feet.
Okay. Now, here's the point, though.
Could I love that I mental could see, speed bump.
Yeah, I could see. I was like, where are you going with this? I could
not
see
going
Vaesen
anywhere.
Could totally be converted and turned into a franchise set of movies. It's got that deep of lore and interesting stuff to go with it, right? I would never consider turning that into a movie. Even though it is popular, even though it's got all this rich lore and stuff, I don't think it's going to catch on with the mainstream public. That said, something as simple as Alice is Missing, make it a teenage murder mystery, or, you know, crime mystery, with a few recognizable teen heartthrobs, PG-13 that puppy, throw it out in theaters in a couple years, boom, cash money. Throw out a couple trash sequels afterwards, just to make some more money off the franchise before it dies, suddenly you look like a goddamn genius. All because you went with a very simple, easy to run with concept. And who doesn't use text messaging or messaging apps, right?
Only when I have to.
Well, not you. We're talking young adults, teenagers, young college kids. That's who they're appealing to. I think it's freaking money damn idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they go and, what is that one movie studio? Blumhouse. They're best known for doing horror films, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good at doing inexpensive horror films where they spend $5, $10 million on them and make $50, $100 million return on that investment because they don't care. They just throw $5, $10 million at something that could possibly work. And if it fails, well, it failed. They'll throw it out on DVD or Blu-ray and make back money that way, because that's always a surefire way to make money with a horror film. But if it hits in theaters and it's out there for 3-4 weeks, bringing in bank, they've now quadrupled, quintupled, whatever, their investment, and that pays for 5-10 more movies that either make money or they go away and fail. It's a great model. A lot of companies are trying to follow the Blumhouse model now. This could work under that model. Or it could fail completely and you've lost $5, $10 million. For us, that seems like a lot, but I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm dominating the conversation with my gushing over this coolness.
Well, I don't know.
Tell me how stupid I am.
I'm not going to tell you you're stupid. Art is subjective. I think it's a dull-ass idea, but, you know, people made... Wasn't it called Mortal Engines?
Yeah, the... I know what you're talking about. It was the cities that were mobilized and
right.
running around, and they were all running from London.
How fucking stupid is that?
Apparently, the book series is amazing. People love it.
But the movie went up in flames.
I haven't even watched it.
I haven't either, but it was a huge bomb, what I
heard. Oh, boy, it was. And that was a Peter Jackson film.
I know.
It's like, what the hell happened? Oh, wait, he also made King Kong, too. And
kind of like King Kong.
Oh, yeah. It was just way too long.
Well, yeah.
I saw somebody do a, it was a quote about basically a review of Peter Jackson's King Kong, just as an aside. They said it was a 10 out of 10 2-hour movie that was trapped trying to escape as a 7 out of 10 3-hour movie. So it was a good movie at 3 hours, but it would have been awesome as a 2-hour movie. It was bloated, overstuffed, and needed more editing. I can't complain with that. I mean, there was some boring ass shit in King Kong. There was a whole mess of scenes that were like, why are we watching this? Does any of this really matter? Why are we spending 15 minutes with them doing character development on the deck of the ship, which could have been 3-4 minutes of interaction and then moving on? Anyway, sorry, babbling. Do you have any other thoughts on this?
Nope, not gonna watch it.
Okay, well, let's move on then.
Are we done with this shit yet?
Okay, so that's about it. Do you have any other final thoughts before we finish up?
I don't know. I just wish Hollywood would start looking into some of these I don't know. There's games out there that I think much more deserve, you know, a look than something like Alice is Missing.
Oh, no. I agree. There are plenty of games that could be turned into movies, television, all kinds of things. Hell, I'm looking at one. I was trying to come up with an argument during our previous discussion as to, oh, games that are super popular or whatever that would just not work. I used Vason. My eyes immediately dropped onto this beautiful book I have. It's a collector's edition of Octung Cthulhu. We talked about it recently. That would own as a movie. A small independent production. World War II with Call of Cthulhu elements. That could fucking rock.
Wouldn't that be The Keep?
No, not necessarily. I mean, The Keep was its own thing. Yes, it's in a similar sort of thing, but you wouldn't have to do the exact same thing.
Well, no, but...
Also, that wasn't, you know, straight-up battles with tanks and shit, fighting, you know, you're a tank crew trying to fight off this elder, this giant eldritch being that's striding across the German countryside. It could totally freaking own. But who's going to finance that? Meanwhile, a little game like Alice is Missing? Yeah.
Just what we need, more Twilight-type garbage.
It is true. It's more young adult stuff. But
it's not the young adult tag. It's the... It's the absolute dog shit ideas that people greenlight because it's popular for some stupid reason. I mean, sparkly vampires and just the whole concept. Just stupid.
They're looking to tick certain boxes. They want to hit with a certain demographic because they think that demographic is going to spend some money. And they're not wrong.
No.
Young people are the people that are driving the market at the studio, at the theaters right now, with one exception. What was that? Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah.
Which is the biggest movie of the year so far, and it's mostly guys our age, you know. Dad bods going to see it over and over.
1980s enthusiasms?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't seen it. Don't care to see it.
Nah, I was never a Top Gun fan.
I liked the first movie okay enough.
I watched it once.
But I don't need to see the remake.
Right. But anyway, you see my point. They're focusing towards the youngins. Anyway... before we go, there was one thing I did want to talk about before we go. I feel it really needs to be brought up that when it comes right down to it, 4chan fucking sucks.
You're just figuring that out?
Oh, no. It's a well-known fact. I just felt it needs to be pointed out because they made a stupid racist joke about Kojima, Hideo Kojima, who is a game developer, a very well-known game developer, Metal Gear, Death Stranding, yada, 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 dude's a freaking artiste. I don't like his games particularly, they're not for me, but they're huge, they're awesome, he's considered one of the best. He's also a little bit left-leaning, politically. Just a little. Well, 4chan, not so much. So they took some pictures of Hideo Kojima with him, like, in a t-shirt that has, who's that left-wing revolutionary that they all wear the t-shirt? Anyway, if you saw the t-shirt, you know who I'm talking about. Well, he's, you know, another picture of him near a Soviet hammer and sickle, things like that, right? And they were saying he was a suspect in the assassination the other day of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He was shot to death while delivering a campaign speech, which is an extremely rare occurrence in Japan. But of course, the right wing here and elsewhere is making this huge deal about gun laws don't work. So this just fired that up some more. Because the right wing being, well, themselves, a right wing, French politician, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name, took that picture from 4chan and put it out saying the left is dangerous and deadly, as though Hideo Kojima is the assassin. Even though they know he isn't. They know who the assassin is, but they're pinning it on Kojima. And since this far-right politician put out that information, a bunch of global media groups jumped on board and started passing the same pictures of Hideo Kojima.
Sounds like a huge lawsuit.
Well, he is considering one.
He shouldn't be considering it. He should already be doing it.
Yeah, there is a...
You trashed my name. I'm suing you for every penny I can get out of you. Every time you fucking flash that image, I want another $1 million.
Yeah, well, apparently the politician apologized.
Nope, I want your career too.
Yeah. He said, this is, he said it in French, but this is the, translation. I naively took a joke for information. I didn't think people would make jokes about the assassination of a man, but I was wrong not to verify before sharing. My apologies to Hideo Kojima and to the fans of Metal Gear. Which, okay, I get that. But the Greek news media hasn't said anything. The Iranians haven't said anything. This was literally hitting all these different media sites all around the world because they went, oh, look, this guy said it, so obviously it's true. And nobody went and looked. Then nobody actually tried to go, hey, we know who the murderer is, and he doesn't look like Hideo Kojima.
That's because why would journalism, you know, journalists actually check for sources?
It's ridiculous. Now, Kojima hasn't said anything specifically, but Kojima Productions did put out a statement on Twitter. Kojima Productions strongly condemns the spread of fake news and rumors that convey false information. We do not tolerate such libel and will consider taking legal action in some cases. That basically says, yeah, there's gonna, in countries where the libel laws are strong enough, they're going to make use of those laws, and they're going to try to put people out of business.
Good.
I don't know if they can do anything to that French politician. I'm not up on the particular laws in all these different countries, obviously. But, yeah. Oh, boy. Damien Rieu, that's the name of the French politician. I just read a little bit about him. He's widely seen in France as being a white nationalist and Islamophobic. No wonder he just naively passed on a joke as if it's, real. Because his comment, the far left kills. Boy, that sounds like a joke, don't it?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Sue his ass. Cripple his campaign fund.
Yeah. I just... Oh, my God. I mean, like I said, I'm not a fan of Kojima's work.
Doesn't matter. That's a shitty thing to do to anybody.
Remember back in the day, we used to rent games back when you could actually do that, go down to Blockbuster and rent games. I remember getting Metal Gear. It sucked.
It wasn't horrible.
No,
it was
but
kind of fun hiding in a box and walking around in a box.
Yeah, yeah. But I failed so many times. It was like, this is not fun. There was literally no fun to be had in that game. Other than watching you actually being competent at it. But Death Stranding? It's a walking simulator with ghosts. I'm like, oh no. And occasionally running from bad guys who want to take your stuff. So you have to go back and get more stuff and then walk some more. I'm not sure what the hell he was thinking there, but apparently people loved it. So I must be wrong. But I don't think this guy, nobody deserves to get their name smeared like this. I don't think we should use the name of the actual assassin here, because he doesn't deserve that sort of press. Not that we're a lot of press here. But when you're the media or a politician, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you don't pass along someone's picture and say that they are a fucking murderer without, I don't know, making sure they are.
It's not like it wouldn't have been difficult to verify either.
No! Like I said, I've seen pictures of both. Other than the fact that they're both Japanese men, they don't exactly look all that similar. You can kind of tell. But for 4chan, a bunch of fucking racists, they think it's funny as hell. Ugh. Anyway, so, yeah. Any other thoughts on that?
No, I'm just letting you get wound up.
Yeah, I'm getting wound up, that's for sure. Anyway, so, I guess until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
I don't even remember our freaking closing line anymore. So, yeah. Update, I'm not a complete idiot. Generic catchphrase ending.
You got it.
I had to write it down.
Well, look at that. You made it through an entire episode. Good for you. Now, here's your prize. Ads. Please drop by whatever service you heard this abomination of a podcast on, and give the show a great review. You can also come by our website scormy.com, check out our blogs, podcasts, and other content, and leave some comments. Finally, join our Discord server. You can listen to us record Loop Mechanics live, and chat with other fans. You'll find the link on the website. Until next time, I'm the digital voiceover guy, telling you to kindly, fuck off.